Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Carrie?
You sphincter.
I'm sorry. That's a first.
Ooh. Where is this conversation going to go?
I don't know, but
upwards?
I said something a little sensitive right before we started the show, and Carrie's squirting something out of her eyes. I've never seen this happen. It's weird. Coming to you from Traeger's, welcome to Female Encounters of the Live Kind. It's okay, Carrie.
Hi.
Sorry.
Fine, everything's fine.
Didn't know that was a touchy subject. Moving on, you're basking in the sun currently.
I am, and it feels so good on my back here at Traeger's. I want to go to sleep.
If you want to be warm, come to Traeger's. If you want to get that glow, if you want to get a lower back tan.
Oh, if you want to look like me?
If you have a glow, are you glowing?
Well, I'm a glow, yeah, but also the lower back tan. I think my crack is getting some heat.
Heat her up some.
Back up over a campfire. They turn their back.
Oh, yeah. One of our mutual friends, we were camping and she was singing Nirvana or Metallica. I think it was Metallica. And she fell on top of the grate. Ooh. Fire pit. Luckily, it wasn't. I almost said it wasn't on. It wasn't lit.
But big difference there, folks.
Left a hell of a bruise. It was awful. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Alicia.
I feel like we haven't been here in a minute, but, you know.
I don't know.
I always feel like that, even if we haven't. So,
Traeger's Bar opens at 4. It's because you miss me and I miss you, right?
Well, I miss Traeger's mostly because it opens at 4. And I have missed the doghouse. Opens at 5, but
it's
open right now.
Is it almost
5? Oh, it is almost 5. Are we going to talk about the doghouse?
We're going to talk
about it. Can
you eat some? Wait,
get some.
Okay, here we go. So, I'm just going to jump right into this topic. Have you seen the Facebook thing where the lady runs into Staples and runs back out? And she goes, oh my God, they have Staples and Staples. And the next clip, she's running into Dick's.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of all the places in town that I'd run to, and I'm like, the doghouse? Should I live there?
Yeah, you don't have to run there.
Where would you run?
I'd walk home. Where would I run?
Yeah. Ooh. Claire's.
Claire's.
Where else might you run?
Probably Dairy Queen.
Ooh, I have all the things to say about that.
I'm married in. It's fine. So, definitely wouldn't be Burger King, so... I'll fight you.
I'm on my way to Five Guys.
You're on your way to Five. I know you are. Yeah.
Kidding. I'm an angel. Yeah. Oh, you'd be Claire's, Clancy's.
Oh, good old Clancy. I've been hanging out with Clancy. I wish I knew a Clancy now. Dang.
I also probably would stand in front of Target with an eye, the eye roll, really, bro, you can't find it. I think I need to take a selfie in front of Target.
Me and my friend wanted to open a store where everything's on clearance at Clarence's, because it would be fun to say, where are you going? Clarence's? Why? Everything's on clearance at Clarence's. Rolls off the tongue. And then hold up signs that everything must go, and then have someone try to take the sign that you're holding, and you're like, except for that.
But not that one.
But not that. Nothing held back. No, except for that. We're not selling that. That's actually decor. Yeah. Pipe dreams, really. Pipe dreams. How have you been?
Are we running into Subway now?
Subway.
Pipe.
Oh, shapes. Tunnels. Got it.
6-inch foot longer, whatever.
I almost got Subway for lunch today. It's weird that you mentioned that. And then I chose not to because I'm trying to save money. Speaking of, I'm trying to save money. I'm renting my house out. This is breaking news. I'm pretty sure you're telling people I'm selling my house and moving. So
I did?
You did.
I thought you were.
You told Dave. Well, there you go then. Don't act shocked. Oh. I thought you were. Did I say that? I would never.
I thought you were selling it, not renting it.
No, renting it out. It's not a good time to sell. I have such a good interest rate that I would never.
Oh, yeah.
No, ride this one out until I have to. But yeah, I'm renting it out. So.
Yeah, and then charge a little bit above the mortgage and have it easy paid off. Bring down your principal, drops your PMI. I don't know, all that stuff.
You learned something when Alan Elmore was here. Look at you go.
Oh, are we name dropping?
Yeah.
Okay, drop mine.
Carrie Inskeep is here.
Yeah.
And
right.
She's
Alicia
dropping.
Martinelli.
But yeah, so I'm gonna rent it out. It's gonna be fine. It's too big anyway for one person. I have no business.
I've enjoyed my time there. Where's the plant going?
I've requested them to stay with the house. So.
Oh. Yeah. Not that I have a thing for plants. It's just asking for a friend.
Oh, yeah, no.
No,
you don't want to turn your bathroom into a freaking big old jungle.
I already have a face in my wall.
I know. You're halfway there. And if that's halfway, then my God. I don't know which. I feel like it's more than half. But yeah. No, I.
Are we talking about Subway again?
Wrong half. Okay. I hate packing. Who likes it? But I'm purging. I'm purging as I pack. And I'm whistling and I'm saying, purging as I pack. And then I hit myself and say, that's annoying. Don't do that.
Hold on, you lost me. I hate packing in a mall. I think my mind is in the gutter today.
What day is it? Is it? Oh, it ends in Y.
It's hump day.
It's hump day. Oh, I learned something new today.
Oh, act it out. Let's see.
Oh, well, I'm not going to act it out. And after I tell you, you're going to laugh about me not acting it out.
Am I
going to
pee?
No, I learned that there's two different species of camels. One with...
I have a whole theory about this. Carry on.
One has one hump, which are more in Africa and the Middle East. And then the two-hump camels are more South Asia. And what is your theory? Because you have a theory about camels.
Well, it has more to do with the camel toe.
Oh, God. I'm talking about real stuff here. Oh. I learned about two species of camels.
Mine kind of leads into real stuff, but carry on.
Do you know what the camels that have three humps? They're pregnant.
Oh, those are all my kids. Oh, no, I'm the... No. I was the one on the camel. My kids are young.
Wow.
Shit, I walked into that one.
You did. I stole a joke from Zootopia, so go ahead.
I don't have a joke.
Oh, I thought you had a theory about camels.
I do. Okay, so here it goes. Sorry, Dave. But I don't even think I can say it. Look at me. I'm getting all embarrassed because I'm such a lady. Do you think the little toe on somebody looks like a clit? And that's why it's called the camel toe. No?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No. No.
Piece of corn?
Do you know what a camel toe is? Like, actually?
Yeah, it's,
well, obviously
it's a split hoof.
Right, so when you wear your pants tight, but what does that have to do with a little toe?
Because it could be called camel because they were relating it to it. If
I think it has nothing to do with C-L-I-T.
Okay, so here's my... Here we go. Oh, we're spelling things for the innocent.
Well, I don't want to give it away to those that don't know where it is because I have one up on them.
Hence why I'm going to stand in front of Target.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm going to stand there.
All right.
Okay, here's my other theory. You know how, like, you lose a boob to cancer, right? And you get an implant, right? If you lost a nut to cancer, like, do they have testicle implants?
I'm sure they do, yeah. I'm sure they have prosthetic testicles.
Okay, so I'm going to go further with this. Is it the size of a marble? And that's when it says, like, people lost their marbles.
No.
Oh.
Reach. What do you do all day, Gary?
I talk to my dog.
About marbles. Lance Armstrong?
Losing your marbles and camel toes.
I've written him six letters, and he still hasn't written me back.
Who?
I don't know. Lance Armstrong? Tour de France?
Yeah, he's a runner.
Tour de Lance.
He's running away from my letters.
Do you know what the Tour de France is?
Oh, he rides. Shit!
He runs away on his bike.
All I know is he's getting the hell away from my letters.
He lost them all.
Oh, he lost the ball?
Dated Cheryl Crow, and then he got popped for peds. No?
Peds? Pedophilia?
No! Performance-enhancing drugs. Wow!
Oh! I don't know where my mind is today. I'm sorry, folks.
What? You know, I texted you. I said, get ready. It's Wednesday. Be ready. I didn't really. I should have. That's a lie.
And then I'm like coming in hot with smartassery around.
Coming in hot.
Well, that's because the sun's on my back.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't even know what to say.
You're like, that's not the only thing on your back, yo.
People keep forgetting I have a tram stamp.
Oh, shit.
So I like bend over just right or like reach up some real high because they're like, I can't reach it. I'm like, I got it.
The voice goes
low.
Yeah,
it goes low because
your pants
marble,
are going
the
low.
The marble that I keep in my panties. And so
shit.
It's a piece of corn or a little toe?
Oh, no, but you were referring to testicles, which would be testosterone, which would make me reach high.
And when you reach high, your pants go low, and that's how everyone knows about the tramp stamp.
Yeah, you're with me, kind of. Anyway, okay. So I'll take it. I'll take it. Halfway there. Face, you are a face on a wall right now, and I'll take it.
Did you come in my bathroom?
Did I come in your bathroom? Not on
call
purpose.
Call me my bathroom, because I have a face in the wall in my bathroom.
Yeah, I did call you that. Anyway.
All right, guys, I'm going to show you my face in the wall. And it's kind of comical, and he wears sunscreen. Carry on.
Anyway, this show has gone off the rails. I was reaching for something, and people forget that I have that on my back. And I hate that it's called that, and I would like to start a petition to call it something else, but I'm not sure what. Like a postage mark?
Oh, I
it's a postage stamp.
My mom had a tattoo of a barcode on her ass that said, scan this.
No shit?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How could we rename a tramp stamp?
I did postage stamp was the only thing I could think of, and that's not. Because it's on your post.
Lumbar
on
art?
Your, lumbar.
It's from your, like office space.
Your Lombardi.
Yeah. Who's Lombardi?
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that another race car person?
No, it's football. It's the Lombardi trophy named after Coach Lombardi.
Oh.
The Packers coach.
So like he carried a football in his race car?
My tattoo kind of looks like a football. This makes so much sense.
So it's a Lombardi.
It's a Lombardi.
It's a lumbar art. It's a Lombardi.
Wow. Oh, I'm so glad we got here. Name of the show, write it down, Lombardi.
Because I'll forget.
So I won a Lombardi.
Wait, hold on. We're going to name this one. I'm just going to do crazy shit here.
Lombardi.
I don't even know how to spell Lombardi, but.
Well, it's not Lombardi. Like that.
Or Little Toe.
Well, we're not naming it Little Toe.
Big Toe?
Like a, he's like,
Big Toe?
Whoa. You wish. Just kidding.
Well, what was that Adam Sandler song from like a long, long time ago because we're old? And it's something, and he's being silly, and he said his grandma's dog has a 4-inch clit. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm always checking out people's dogs.
I haven't seen you for a while, and we are not okay.
Says who?
The FCC won't let us be. Good thing we're a podcast, but Dave's going to be pissed.
Dave, let me know if you want to talk about your feelings, and I'll give you Alicia's number.
And I'll give you a hug from Carrie.
Oh, so God.
It'll
bless
make
it.
Everything fine.
Wasn't me.
I know. It never is. I know. Okay.
Oh, is this an awkward silence?
No, it's not awkward at all.
Do you want me to do an armpit fart?
No. I don't want you to do anything.
A real fart?
You look nice today. You're wearing like a sweater dress.
It has a
like
hoodie.
A sweatshirt dress.
It has a hoodie.
With a hoodie. Does it have pockets?
It does not have pockets.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh.
I'm out.
It has a hood, like a clit. What?
Did you know that Punxsutawney Phil?
Oh, God. What kind of sport is this person? Because if Lance is a rodent. Bike and a Lambert is a
rodent.
Football.
No, he saw a shadow, he didn't see a shadow, so spring has sprung. That's why it's been warmer. It's because of him. It's groundhog,
well, he could
have dude.
Timed that in opposition to my menopause. That would have been great.
Menopause Phil, or menopause, his wife menopause, Philandra?
Well, look here, you little critter, I'm already hot.
Punxsutawney Phil and his wife menopause Philandra over here.
Well, he has kind of sharp teeth if he's a groundhog, because aren't they like rodent-like? So, I mean, if he's going to benefit me through heat and menopause, he can sit here and nom, 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 nom my beard that's coming in.
Okay. He didn't see his shadow or Carrie's beard, so he stayed out. So it's warmer out, and it's. I have the worst seasonal depression. If we're gonna get real for 5 seconds.
Oh, same here.
I have for the last at least month has been real rough, but it's probably when I decided to rent my house out. So the spring will have sprung, and I'll be like, "What the hell did I do?" But it's fine.
Oh, I do that all the time. I make poor.
What the hell did I do? Well, I tend. I don't think I make like knee-jerk reaction to things, but I was sad and I thought I got to do something about this, so I did it. But I can feel it slowly going away because time is changing soon. Times, they are changing, and it's spring forward, so it's going to be light longer.
Seasonal depression sucks ass.
It's the worst. There's a reason it's called sad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
At one point, I was supposed to move to Alaska, and I went up there looking for houses. And what do they call it, the White Knights?
Like lately? Or like in your life?
In my life.
Oh, okay.
And the White Knights, where the sun doesn't go down.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where the sun's down for a long time. Oh, I was like, nope.
No.
I'd be the first to pull a Sylvia Plath and put my head in the oven.
Well, you just
I would just smell cupcakes.
Virginia Woolf in the snow.
It's a river. Well, Virginia Woolf put rocks in her pockets and walked into the ocean.
I know. It was a river, but I was just saying you could pretend like the snow was just a frozen river and just walk into that.
Make a snow angel and try to give myself hope.
Real snow angel.
Not a fake one anymore. Because every time I do something naughty, not that I do, I'm like, I'm an angel.
I'm a real angel.
Well, if my beard continues at the rate it is, I will be a real boy.
My apologies to your beard. What's going on? Oh, you said
it's menopause.
Well, you know, we're not all going to go through it, but most of the people listening are
Hold
JP.
On, let me ask this guy. Let me ask this homeboy over here.
Hey, how do you feel? There's a reason it's called menopause. You could probably have him convinced if you tried hard enough.
But. Well, isn't it funny? Because when they age, they get more facial hair, but they lose the hair on top. So our hair is thinning at this age, but I'm getting... Did I need to be upside down more?
Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. Prevent menopause, do handstands.
Problem, solution. I got
We'll call them man stands.
Yeah!
Yeah, we're on to something.
Hopefully no one gets slapped in the face. But...
Oh.
Your face just now is epic, the thought.
Oh. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
She's naughty, folks.
Not as much as you are.
I am not. I'm an angel. Give me a patch of snow.
A real one.
Give me a patch of snow and I'll show you my shit.
Don't move to Alaska. I am so glad, and I probably have said this before numerous times, both on this podcast and in real life, that I am so glad I did not move to Baltimore.
Because of the snow?
Because I would live in Baltimore. But yes.
Well, what about Baltiless?
Winters would be rough. I would probably feel like you would feel in Alaska because I'd be in Baltimore. And I'd be like, hi guys, I'm in Baltimore. FaceTime me. Oh, you're busy? I get it.
Okay, so if we were to create a Baltiless, what would, would be less snow?
It would be
less Arctic.
It would be next to Unmerryland for sure.
Okay, so here's another... Okay, so you and I are both smart asses, right? Because what was that one conversation? Orifices, orify, and you're like, or if I don't?
Yeah.
So I had to rent a car the other day, and I was in the rental place, and the lady's like giving the spiel, you know, don't speed, make sure the gas is the same as when you get it. And she goes, no high-speed chases. And I go, okay, so low-speed chases are good. And everybody in the lobby kind of looks at me like I had problems. And I was like... okay, so under 50, and she's like, just shut up.
This brings me to my next point.
Oh, geez, Louise.
I think that we, specifically you and I, should carry around little mini symbols so we can go, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, we have to hit the symbol twice?
What that sound was a gong, and I don't want to do that.
I know you don't.
It's the gong song.
I know you don't, and I don't hit them once or twice, because I'm an angel.
I want to carry around little little drums, little drum kits. Dun-dun-dun. Shh. No? I don't know where we put them with all the corn we have, but...
Well,
and you don't have pockets, so it's going to be a problem.
That's not where I was thinking about putting it.
I know, you never are. Drums, I'm in. Drumsticks, I'm in.
If you had, what are the clappers called? Cymbals?
Your hands? Oh, cymbals, yeah.
Like if you had cymbals in your butt crack on each butt cheek, would you walk around all ding, ding, ding? And if you ran, it'd be like ding, ding,
you
ding,
can wind
ding.
Up, and they their little feet, and then their cymbals.
Yeah, how but if you ran, you'd have faster ding dings. Because if you were walking with cymbals in your butt crack, it'd be out ding, ding.
Stiletto.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're standing in line somewhere, everyone's like, where's the music?
Carrie, run around in a circle for us.
So I want some of those little cymbals that the little monkeys carry, and I'm going to find someone I'm going to lose a bet to, and I'm putting the cymbals in their crack.
Oh, okay. Can't wait. It's probably going to be me.
Yeah.
I'll never...
Does ever make a bet with me again?
No. You're
Why?
Always right from now on. I'm not trying to be
scared.
Yeah, of symbol booty. Yeah, yeah.
Symbol booty. Can we get a volunteer? Should I look around Traeger's and get someone? Can we get a volunteer?
There's no way you can explain this one. Please do not. There are two people in here. Please.
Okay, I won't explain it. I'll draw a picture.
No.
Why?
Because you suck at drawing. You probably look like a bunch of boobs.
No, that's not where they're going to go. They're going to go in the ass crack.
Your symbols will look like boobs, and you'll be like, hey.
Oh, because they have handles?
Symbols have a handle, don't they? Yeah, they do. No, I heard this joke, and this is not helping our show because it's awful. But, well, it's not really a joke, but it's a way to hit on someone. It would be like me, if I saw you, I'd be like, hey, you're really pretty. You say,
thank you.
As one does.
I had to be coached to that.
I hit you and run away. No, not again. So you
wait,
say,
what? Nothing. I just got lost. Start from the beginning.
Okay, so do you want to play rock, paper, scissors? You say.
With who?
With me, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, how about we take out the rock and the paper and we just scissor?
I'd pick up the rock
and throw it at you.
I'll start juggling like a badass. Of course I'd pitch it.
Yeah, I saw that earlier today. I told myself not to say it out loud again, but here I am.
Oh, I thought you saw me juggling. I did.
Oh, you know, I've tried to juggle a lot recently because I'm trying to pick up more hobbies. But
I have hobbies. Do you want to come do my laundry?
Oh, hobby is not a laundry. Laundry is not a hobby.
Dishes?
No, you're naming chores. I'm not trying to pick up more chores.
Some people think that like cleaning is a hobby because they're clean freaks. I don't know.
Okay, well.
Okay, what kind of hobby do you want?
One that doesn't involve cleaning? Juggling,
so
for one.
Dirty hobby. She's going to be on OnlyFans, folks.
No. Unless there's juggling. Good at it. Only juggles.
Ooh, is that what we just nicknamed symbols?
No.
Because juggles is boobs.
Juggle. Well, no. I'm trying to think of different hobbies that I want to learn. I actually want to learn a different language, but that's like, whew, after I've long given up on my life.
Porqué.
Okay, what?
I said porqué.
Oh. I don't know. I feel less... I don't feel as accomplished in my life as I should. I'm having a midlife crisis, I feel like.
I think I am, too.
Minus the menopause, because I haven't done that yet.
But you don't have a beard.
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, that's what you just said. Shit. Hail's bells. I need to pay attention.
I haven't.
Maybe my new hobby would be, like, paying
listening?
Attention. What did you say?
Well, your new hobby is listening. Oh, fun. I can't wait to tell everyone I know.
You're in for it
about
now.
Marbles, symbols. You're in for it now. No, I think I am. I'm going through a midlife crisis.
I know I am.
You know you are.
Oh, I know I am.
Oh, I'm still on the fence.
I thought I graduated from the School of Hard Knocks, but apparently I'm in there for a while.
Oh, I just cried in the bathroom.
Oh, I did too a couple hours ago.
Oh, at the Hard Knock School?
Yes, yes.
You know the
ditched class
like,
at the School of Hard Knocks.
Smoking in the boys, crying in the women's room.
The remix. And then coming out going, fine, everything's fine.
Yeah, fine. Fine, everything's fine. Midlife. It's been interesting. I don't have any money to buy a new car. I have a fine car, so I don't
I feel like you and I are both going through transitional phases.
Transitional phases. Maybe we should just call it that and not something. There are such negative connotations with midlife crisis.
There is. They can't get it together. They're too emotional. They're too dramatic. They can't handle their bullshit.
Well,
when it's actually like just a natural response.
Doing any of that. So I'm just having internal turmoil.
Well, yeah, because I think at this age you kind of like figure out, especially with me personally, how much time you have left. And it's like, you know what, I'm not going to think about that bullshit anymore. I'm not going to worry about the weeds. I'm just going to live, you know what I mean? I don't know. So I think that's why it's a midlife crisis, because you're changing your, I don't know, viewpoint on life, because you realize you're at midlife.
Well,
and all the things you wanted to do, you haven't done because you have 17 kids.
I did the opposite. I thought that way too soon. And so I went really hard, like, not going to live forever.
Right.
And so now I'm like, oh, suffering is... jumping to conclusions on this trampoline and suffering a victim of my own consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't me.
I know. It was me. It was all me. It was all me.
No, my own life choices. I'm like, it wasn't me.
Oh.
There was someone there that night who chose to get your number.
No one else was there. It was totally me. I'm taking full responsibility for everything I've
like,
ever done.
It wasn't
done
me
in my
that
life.
Chose to get pregnant 500 times. Like, it's it wasn't me.
It was an ace. Did you hear about the stingray?
Shit. Is that my next husband?
The stingray? Oh, what a cool nickname, though. But you can't name yourself, so. Stingray is pregnant. And
what?
The stingray is in a tank with all female stingray. So they don't know how the stingray got pregnant. By one or two things. Ready for this?
Phooey.
It's either asexual reproduction or there's a breed of shark that has been in the same tank. And that's cross species breeding. And that's crazy. So it might be a shark ray or a sting shark. Like, crazy.
Okay. Now
I don't know
I
the
have
term.
A question.
I have to check into it. I have to look into it. Okay. I'm not a marine biologist, so go ahead, hit me with it.
Does that mean, because you know, like, sperm and air dries up. Does that mean, like, the ocean's full of sperm because there's no air?
Sperm
so
wells.
That's why, like, whoa. So that's why there would be shark sperm just chilling out, and a stingray's like, whoop, 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 and then they have teeth on their belly.
Well, here's the thing. different species can't breed. That's against...
I know, hence...
Right,
asexual.
So even if there was sperm floating around the ocean, which there is.
Okay, so if a
what do you think all those bubbles are? When, like, you see those oceans.
A poor diet
like full
or too much greenery?
Sperm.
Wow, next time I get in the ocean, I'm going to be like...
you're going to be making Abraham Lincoln beards with it. Shut up.
Hell yeah.
Look, I'm Abraham's sperm.
But, like, if we put sperm in a fishbowl, how long would it last? List?
I don't know, man.
Can we get a volunteer?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you please make yourself useful in this fishbowl?
It's all good.
No.
I have a male dog.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Would it work, though?
No. I'm telling
Why?
You. Because you
I thought it was the air that killed him, or they have
it's
a lifespan of like 2 seconds. Just
it's
like
temperature.
Dad's.
Temperature and air. Oh, also, did you hear about in Alabama, they're like, so they keep people's eggs in freezers, right?
Yeah.
So what happens if something were to happen to those eggs?
Oh, right.
Either
that
by
was in the news,
or,
right?
Yeah, it was. It was in the news. So they're like, that's a huge thing. Because then you have the pro-lifes or, you know, the antis. That it's a whole new, so many different angles. It's interesting. Taylor Swift is on. Did you also know that Taylor Swift made the offensive lineman of the Chiefs homemade Pop-Tarts? I spent most of the Super Bowl night arguing about Taylor Swift.
And Pop-Tarts?
No, not Pop-Tarts, but, like, arguing about her to people that were like, fuck her, she's me. I'm well, oh, gosh.
One of my kids has a bully at school right now, and I'm about to pop a tart. But
are they Taylor Swift fans? Because I can't speak to that. That's not what she stands for. Are you trying to change the subject away from Taylor Swift? Is that why you brought up bullies?
She's almost up there with Fiona. But we don't talk about Fiona. Don't you say her
I'm
last
not
name.
Going to, but that sucks, dude. That sucks for you, actually. That sucks for you. I need to quit being internal and being, like, keeping her shit on my shoulders. You know what I mean?
Taylor?
Yeah. Shit on my shoulder.
Wow.
I need to quit fighting her battles. She don't need it. I literally spent most of the Super Bowl arguing about Taylor Swift.
Good Lord. Where were you on Super Bowl?
Arguing about Taylor Swift?
With who? I thought you were home. With your dog.
No.
Oh.
I was home with people.
Oh. Super Bowl. Oh, I was in the ER, but it's no big deal.
It means... I don't know what ER... I can't... I know what it means, but I was trying to spin it differently. Carrie, this show's been fun. You have any parting words?
All the words I cannot say because the FCC, FFA, whatever it is.
FFA, Future Farmers of America.
Let's go get some cow sperm and see if it swims for how long.
Listen here, Future Farmers of America. We have your next thing.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact@innerwestconcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at innerwestconcepts.com. That's innerwestconcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.